we were six who left from Kuwait. I'm very happy and I'm very thankful for the Voice of America Radio Station for helping us and for broadcasting, for everybody to be aware of our situation, and Mama Nyarazo for buying us for tickets, and Mr. Ngwenya and Mrs. Ngwenya for all the logistical years in doing in Kuwait, trying to help us here, and Zimbabwe delegations who have been helping, who were behind the scenes to make us arrive safely, and those who came to pick us at the airport, we are very thankful of them. If it wasn't for them, I don't think we could have made it through. But they've been there, no sleeping, and doing it wholeheartedly to make us back home. They were very thankful of those people. I'm very happy on behalf of all my friends who have come back home.
Tell us a little bit, what are you hoping to do now that you're back in Zimbabwe? Because many will ask, whatever made you go to Kuwait still exists. What are you going to do differently?
I'm hoping to go back to school and be a dental assistant or start a business, catering business, making and doing catering for weddings or parties and anything else or corporations. I'm also advising those who want to go abroad. If you are promised a job abroad, you have to first contact the embassies or relevant authorities to ask for more information. If they can help you with all the information you want, contact them, you tell them about the job. They will tell you if it is right for you to travel or not. If they say no, don't force things and go. Because like us, we forced things and went. But when we arrived, you find that it was differently from what we were hoping to achieve. So listen to those people who are in authority. That's why they are embassy.
When do you get to meet your parents and your family?
We're going to meet our parents tomorrow. I'm just looking forward. I'm just going to hold my head high and not let them take me down or whatever. It is a learning process. If I was just to be told by somebody else, I would not even believe that these things happen. Nice. But now I can stand as an ambassador to tell other people that when this thing, if you're promised such a thing, don't believe in it. But before you do it, check.